Hi, folks, and welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast for today. We have a special guest with us. Robert Beeson is here, and he is with Solo Parent Society. Welcome to the show, Robert.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let's just get right into the meat of things. Tell me about Solo Parent Society.
So Solo Parent Society, I started it about 2 years ago. I was a single dad for 8.5 years, and I raised my three girls on my own after going through a divorce when my wife left me and the three girls. I've been involved in faith initiatives for a long time. I was a Christian music executive for a long time, and when I got to the after the divorce, the season of being a single dad, just realized that there wasn't a lot of resources. There weren't many resources out there for single parents. So I just kind of committed myself to, you know what, once I get through this and get a little further down the road, I want to take what I know from just my years in media and try to create a movement to embrace other single parents. Because, you know, as I did a little more research, I learned that 34%, that's 1 in 3 of every home in America, is a single parent at home. And 67% of them don't go to church because they feel judged and like they don't belong. And that being the statistic, I can tell you that was a very big reality to me. I felt like I was judged and I didn't belong. And I think it's a perfect opportunity for the church to engage a broken segment of our society that are in desperate need of healing and restoration. And so I committed myself to starting this. I did it kind of on a part-time basis. I started writing a book, and fast forward 2 years now, we're basically set up to basically just serve the needs of single parents from a faith perspective and helping them understand, single parents, that there's more to just surviving this period of time. There's actually a way to thrive in this season. And so that's what I feel like my life has kind of come to, is a culmination of everything I've done, giving back to these single parents that are so desperately in need of what our Savior offers.
Your website, soloparentsociety.com, it looks like pretty much a complete website of people can come, find out about your organization, and lots of resources there.
Yeah, the three things that we do as a society is, you know, we build communities. So about a year and a half ago, I started a Solo Parent Society group in my church, and within the first week, we were at capacity, and it was never mentioned from the pulpit. And the interesting thing is that 30% of the people that came to the groups, they didn't actually attend church at the time, so it was just an incredible outreach to the community. And so we piloted it there for a while, we worked on a format, and now we're in 13 different states where these groups can come together and belong and together kind of process through what God is leading them through. So the community aspect has been transformational in so many people's lives. So we've created a large group format, a small group format, and a between friends format for churches and communities or just neighbors to start these Solo Parent Society groups, you know, on their own. And we're in 13 states now, and we really haven't done much marketing about it at all. So community is one thing we do. Second thing we do is we develop resources and provide resources. So we have our own podcast and ebooks, and I have a book that came out on Focus on the Family. And so we really want to resource single parents. And the third thing is we provide relief and support. And the way we do that is if somebody has a need, we do our best to network businesses and churches in those different areas to help meet the needs of single parents. Really believe that I know the church cares about single parent homes. I just don't know that they know exactly what to do for them. And so we want to be a catalyst to try to make that happen.
You mentioned, and I'd like for you to go into it a little bit more, the way that people who are single parents feel the outcast part within the church.
Yeah. I think it's because, you know, first of all, let me back one step and say that as just to take the faith perspective out of it, we as single parents often feel like we just don't fit in anywhere. Our friend groups that we used to have as a couple, we don't really fit in there anymore. The neighborhood kind of get-togethers or functions that happen that you did as a couple, that's kind of gone. All of the different things that we were plugged into as couples, we don't fit anymore. And so it's very easy to start isolating. Within the church, you can add another dimension where I feel like some churches don't know exactly how to approach single parents because they feel like if we do that, if we help single parents, are we condoning divorce? And you kind of feel the weight of that. You know, when I remember when I walked into church with my three girls, I couldn't help but feel like people were looking at me. And, you know, maybe they were, maybe they weren't, but I felt that way. And I felt like, you know, people were thinking, well, I wonder what the story is there. I wonder who did what and how they ended up in this position. And so the temptation is to like, you know what, I don't even want to go back there. I don't want to feel that. And so we feel not only like we don't belong anywhere, but in church we almost feel more judged, like there's these eyes that are looking at us wondering what the problem is. And what I found is that it actually is the perfect opportunity for us to understand intimacy with our Father. That's what happened to me. But the tendency of a single parent is to isolate and to feel like you just don't fit in. And it's a shame that we feel that way in churches, because church is all about, you know, meeting the needs of widows and orphans. And I feel single parents are kind of the widows and orphans of our society. And so it's just a very difficult road. And the thing is, here's the interesting thing, Ed, is that I don't think there's anyone listening to this podcast that doesn't in some way know or touch a single parent. We all know single parents, mm-hmm. but what we're not seeing is how difficult the road is that they are walking. Because single parents already kind of feel ashamed of the situation that they're in. They don't usually want to reach out and ask for help. And so I really want people to wake up and say it's time to embrace single parents and to acknowledge them and honor them, not for the choices that they've made, but for what they are doing on a daily basis to sustain their homes, and because it can be a very lonely road.
Well, between my wife and I, we have 8 children, and we've had multiple single parent situations in our family, and just to watch what goes on a daily basis, how far the single parent has to go in order to just keep their head above water. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, I mean, you don't realize it. You know, like, let's just take a simple, for instance, you know, once bedtime comes around, if there's something that you forgot to get from the grocery store or something that you forgot to drop off, there's not someone to stay with your kids. You basically have to put that off till the next day. And if, you know, if you need milk for the next morning, all of a sudden it becomes, do I wake the kids up and take them with me? Do I leave them alone? Then it's like, you know, how am I going to be, if I'm working and I get a call from school that, you know, when one of the kids are sick, it's just, it's a whole different, you know, when you're doing it alone, it's not only having the support of parenting with somebody, like emotionally and spiritually, but there are the very physical, like, real things that we deal with. And it's just, if you're in a nuclear family, if you just put yourself in a situation where you know how hard it is when your spouse goes out of town for a day or a couple of days, or, you know, when you take that and you add on to it legal issues, financial issues, I mean, that's just a small glimpse of what it's like to navigate the single parent life. And then when you think about that, and you think that one third of the homes in America are actually living that life every day, it's pretty overwhelming. And here's a statistic that I find really alarming, and this isn't meant to scare single parents, but one third of the homes in America are single parent homes. The thing that's interesting is that 63% of all suicides in America are from single parent homes. 75% of all kids in chemical dependency rehabilitation places are from single parent homes. 80% of the incarcerated kids in America are from single parent homes. And so while we can say, unfortunately, the society has looked at this as kind of just another norm, it's not normal at all. In fact, it's contributing to the demise of our culture. And so little things can make a huge difference. I remember there was this day, we were plugged into a really great church here in Nashville, and I got a call from the youth pastor and said, hey, listen, this isn't you don't have a choice here. On Saturday, I want you to go and do something fun. And then the girls in our, some of the girls in our youth group are going to take your girls out. They're going to get their nails done. And then they're in the rest of the day, the entire rest of the youth department is going to clean your house from top to bottom. And I had no vote in it. It was just like something that they decided to do. That will stay with me forever, because it, you know, it's not a huge deal for a bunch of youth to get together and clean someone's house. I mean, it is a big deal, but it seems like that would make a big difference. I will tell you that when I go, one of my last moments, I think, on my deathbed, I'll think of what that meant to me, because it was that impactful. And so for those listening, if you know a single parent, don't think that they've got it all together. Don't think that they don't need help. Reach out and say, hey, listen, can I help you with a carpool? Or I'm going to the grocery store. Is there anything I can pick up for you? Those things make a huge difference. So it's just a way of encouragement. Just know that there are things that we can do to help these single parent homes, and they don't have to look like a huge undertaking.
You mentioned the groups, small and large groups, one other. How would a person start one of those groups?
So we've created the formats. There's an introductory kit that you get online. And if you're interested in starting a solo parent society group in your church or even neighborhood, you just go to the website, you order the introductory kit, and then basically the process is you read through the materials, and then you can meet with the church member. We have template letters for how this is how you address someone at church. Ask if you could just use the facility to bring some single parents together. We have tons of testimonials. And then it really, if you can read, you can lead one of these groups. It's every week you deal with one of 13 topics, and you just keep cycling through these topics. It's not like a 13-week course, because overwhelmed as a topic today is going to look different for a single parent 13 weeks from now when we're dealing with overwhelmed again, because it just, there's so many facets and complexities to single parenting. And so really you just get together for an hour to an hour and a half with other single parents. You read through the guide and insert the new topic, and then it's an open share group where this isn't about fixing single parents. This is about sharing the journey with other single parents that are in the same position. And it's so remarkably easy to do. You don't have to be a pastor or even a leader at church to do it. God, I believe, just meets where two or three are gathered and are submitting to wanting to see him move in their lives. And we have seen that happen in transformational ways in these groups.
I'm sure it just has to be a relief to a single parent to be in a group that is like-minded and like, well, just like their everyday life, but on an adult basis and somebody that can totally relate to what they're going through.
That's right. I think that's the thing that, you know, a lot of time the church, we feel like we have to have all the answers in order to start something, and they have to have it all figured out. And I think we miss the importance of community, of just pulling together and sharing each other's burdens. Just knowing that you're not alone in the season, I would say, is maybe 60 to 70% of the relief that people find at the Solo Parent Society groups, just knowing that you're not going through this alone, and that you're not weird or destroyed or broken beyond repair, or, you know, because a lot of we single parents, we carry that weight around, and just to hear other people going through stuff is such, not only a relief, but an encouragement to know that we're not alone.
And it has to be something that they look forward to, because they have to make a commitment out of their schedule. And we know that single parent schedules are just crazy.
Yes, they are. That's a very challenging part of it. But I think, you know, if we set aside time, and I talk about this in my book a lot, it's about being deliberate with the time that we have. The solo season can be a time, like I mentioned before, of discovering intimacy with our Father more than we ever have. God uses our brokenness to bring us to himself. And so if a single parent is deliberate about making time, maybe it's an hour a week, to get together with other single parents, the effect that will have on your parenting, on your just every aspect of your life is huge. As well as, I talk about this in the book, being deliberate about carving out time every day to just be still And a lot of what I talk about in the book is the importance of pushing pause and just how the Holy Spirit, God, can meet us in those moments to give us the things that are beyond our understanding and bring us peace and bring us a place of His assurance that He is with us in this dark valley.
Social media, I'm sure you're present there.
Yep, we're on Facebook slash Solo Parent Society. All the information is on the website for, you know, how to connect with us, and we're really excited as God continues to open up a lot of doors for us.
For those of us who are past the parenting days, or maybe even younger than what I might be, how can we help out? I know there's a donate button on the website. How else can we help out?
Well, I think pray for us is a primary one. Then just to realize it's not necessarily just helping us. We want to be an organization that is a catalyst for people, for the church, to engage these widows and orphans over society. So helping those around you that are single parents just in the little ways goes a long way. We also are a 501c3 organization, and we have a campaign that we're rolling out next week, maybe out by the time this airs, but it's called ICU 34. 34% of the population of the households in America are single parent homes. For $34 a month, you can bring critical care to these single parents that so desperately need it. So we're asking for partners to come alongside us and help support continuing this work and broadening the reach that the church can have for single parents. So we would love to see people partner with us to reach these single parents.
Before I pray with you, give us a final thought.
I would just say that as a culture, we need to stop seeing single parent as just another normal. I view the word single parent, the word single, as being a status. Single is a status that we associate. But solo is a condition. It's a condition of these homes, one third of the homes in America. It's a condition that is a very difficult one to walk. But it is also, for those single parents listening, it is also a season that God can be so close. When we bring our brokenness, He brings restoration. And so we need to be deliberate and define this season instead of it defining us.
All right. Well, thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. And let me pray with you now.
Sure.
Father, we thank you for our new friend Robert, and we thank you for the work he's doing with the Solo Parent Society. Father, we just lift up those that we know around us who are single parents, and we just ask that you would help them in their daily walk. Help us on how we interact with those that are having a difficult time with just daily occurrences.
Yes.
We just ask, Father, that in general, that you would help lift this topic up to the church, and that you would help the church to be open and not be judgmental on those who are 34% of the population. And so, Father, I pray the success over this organization. I pray for Robert and his family, his daughters. We thank you for the example that he is, and for his heart and his passion for what he's doing. Thank you for this day and our new friend once again. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
All right, folks. That's today's interview here on the Ed Boston Podcast Network. I want to thank you for being a part of what we do here. I want to encourage you to look us up at edboston.com. While you're there, you can find our Facebook page, our Twitter account. It's got all the different places that you can listen to the Ed Boston podcast at. And let me just list a few of those for you here. Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Blueberry. We're on all of those with our podcast. One of those is your favorite. We'd encourage you to bookmark us, however it is that individual site has you to save your favorites. We would love to be able to consider ourselves one of your favorites. We want you to go to the Ed Boston Podcast YouTube page. Subscribe there. We put a lot of things up from the podcast there as well. Sermons are there. We just would love for you to be a part of what we do in all of our different areas of social media. If you've been blessed by today's program, contact us. You can reach us through the edboston.com website there, go to contact. It'll say, please use the information below to easily contact me, Ed Boston. It asks for your name, your email address, the comment that you would like to put, whether it be feedback on the podcast, learn about Jesus, a media inquiry, or book me for an event. That is the best way to reach me. We would love to hear your feedback on this program or any other concern that you have. We thank you again for being with us. God bless you, and go out and do the right thing.